With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The ongoing partial government shutdown has scuttled an upcoming meeting between Missoula County and the Environmental Protection Agency. That meeting was meant to discuss ongoing concerns about the closed and contaminated Smurfit Stone container pulp and paper mill site in Frenchtown. Ostensibly, that now postponed meeting between Missoula County officials and EPA's new Montana project manager, Allie Archer, was meant as a general meet and greet, a chance to discuss
general questions with the site, goals, that sort of thing.
That's Travis Ross, an environmental health specialist with the Missoula Valley Water Quality District. Ross is talking about the now shuttered 3,200-acre Smurfit Stone pulp mill site. The plant operated for over five decades before closing in 2010. Some of its unlined ponds store treated and untreated wastewater, sludge, and various potential toxic wastes, including dioxins, lead, and arsenic. Major flooding last spring produced plumes of discolored water and heightened concerns of catastrophic failure of the berms separating the site from the Clark Fork River. It also exacerbated Missoula County's sometimes tense relationship with EPA's now retired project manager, Sarah Sparks. Again, Travis Ross.
We've had some difficult moments in that relationship. During flooding was a difficult time for everybody. It's highly stressful for the county, for the citizens, for EPA overseeing the site. We disagreed on some approaches to that site for sure.
Ross says Missoula County hopes to turn over a new leaf with EPA's new project manager, Allie Archer.
What are we going to do when we see the next high water? We want to see that preparation on the front end rather than reactionary response.
Ross Wednesday urged the Missoula County Commission to prioritize some topics whenever they meet with Archer, including
discussing the need to investigate these landfills and sludge ponds more thoroughly. So looking at the density and depth of sampling, that's the source area of contamination to groundwater. The risk of flooding to the site and the response plan for that. That will be another topic of discussion.
Missoula County commissioners took Ross's suggestions under advisement Wednesday. A New York woman who crashed her snowmobile inside Yellowstone National Park Tuesday morning broke her leg and was thrown into the Madison River. A Gallatin County Sheriff's Department Facebook post said Yellowstone Park Rangers responded to a 911 call to rescue the 22-year-old woman near Riverside Drive. That's about 6 miles east of West Yellowstone. Rangers requested aid from the Sheriff's Department and the Hebgen Basin Fire Department. The Sheriff's Department said the woman was extremely cold and suffered an apparent broken femur. Responders requested helicopter evacuation by Air Idaho Rescue, which took the woman from the scene to Idaho Falls for treatment. Yellowstone is operating with a heavily furloughed staff due to the federal government shutdown. However, Sheriff's Department Captain Jason Jarrett said the rescue wasn't likely affected by the shutdown because Yellowstone Emergency Services Rangers are considered essential. Jarrett said aid was requested because the Sheriff's Department has equipment better suited to backcountry rescues compared to park staff. Jarrett did not know whether the woman was part of a guided tour. The woman's name hasn't been released. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.